Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
That's right, guys. Time for another Primetime Kitchen here on Real Radio 104.1, the show dedicated to living, loving, and learning about all things delicious. I am your host, Jim Colbert, and we do have a really fun show for you today. Dino Ferry joins us. He is the CEO of the Central Florida Zoo, but more importantly, he's the CEO of Hotter Than L Sauces and Sauces. We're going to talk to him about how he got into that business, where he's going with that business, and the fun or not fun of it. We'll do that in just a second. First things first, let's thank our presenting sponsor, Tools Ace Hardware. We love Tools Ace Hardware. As a matter of fact, June 5th, I'm going to be at the Tools Ace Hardware on Aloma Avenue hanging out for Father's Day. If you're looking for a big Father's Day gift, these guys have you covered. Of course, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Weber. By the way, the Traeger guys and the Big Green Egg guys will be on property cooking samples and stuff as well. Best prices you can get, tons of giveaways. So save the date, June 5th. It's a Saturday. We'll be at the Aloma Ace Hardware from 11 until 2 for a gigantic Father's Day blowout. Come on out. Get that gift of a lifetime for Dad. He will absolutely love it. All right, let's get to our guest. Here he is, coming all the way from Sanford, the CEO of the Central Florida Zoo, and of course the CEO of Hotter Than L Sauces, Mr. Dino Ferry. Dino, how are you?
Good. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great, man, and actually kind of excited to talk to you about this because, you know, the hot sauce world has gone through some really interesting ebbs and flows, and I kind of wanted to find out when you got into the game, because that really does determine how and what I'm going to ask you. When exactly did you get into the hot sauce game?
So as a business, officially between 5 and 6 years ago, but I've been dabbling for probably 15 years, just kind of as a hobby for myself, friends, and family.
Did you have any cooking experience, or were you a cook before this, or interested in it at all?
I'm not classically trained, but I'm a foodie, so I cook pretty much all my own meals, you know, every day, every night. So I love being in the kitchen. I love cooking, and I love all things hot, spicy hot.
When did you realize that? Because that's an interesting concept. I mean, I actually don't like super hot food, but I have a buddy who likes it to hurt. I mean, he literally seeks that out, but it doesn't, for me, I've always talked about, you know, and this has been the big raging thing with hot sauces is the flavor to heat ratio and how you get that great heat that makes great flavor as well. When did you realize you like spicy foods and liked it unique like that?
You know, it's funny. When I was a kid, my father, who was from the old country, from Europe, you know, he would like eat hot peppers with dinner so hot he'd get the hiccups. And I was little and I'd be like, Dad, you're so dumb. What are you doing? Why do you do that? Well, at some point I crossed that barrier and I start doing that. And I sit there and I ask myself, man, how dumb? Why am I doing this? I learned it probably, I don't know, 20 years ago. I just, you know, you start with milder peppers and it just, you build an immunity. It gets hotter and hotter. And then it gets to a point where it's so hot, the endorphins, I mean, they actually, it's an addiction. It is. It's an addictive, I think it's an addictive element. And it just, you know, it puts people through a rush. I know some folks in this industry that they claim they get like a high off it. When they do really super hot food challenges, they have what they call an endorphin high, where they're just like fuzzy and just, you know, obviously they're in pain, but they're also a little bit fuzzy.
Oh, if you have a list of those names, I'd like them, because they all sound like psychopaths and I would like to avoid them at all costs. But there is, you know, it's so funny for me, it was that little Tuscan pepper. that my mom used to put those out. Or is it Tuscan pepper? Those little peppercini things?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was my first foray in. That's actually the first pepper outside of a bell pepper that I ever ate that had any heat to it. And I remember that. My father loved them, by the way. And I didn't understand the idea of that being a palate cleanser as well. Let me ask you this. When you taste hot sauces, now that you have like that dedicated palate to it, can you find the nuances in there that maybe a sommelier has in wine? Can you really pick that up since you've had so many?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's some peppers that have, you know, a lemon flavor. Some peppers are more citrus fruity flavor. It just really depends on the pepper. But, yeah, you can definitely tell it. Super hots are traditionally very bitter. That's why super hot sauces are always a little bit more challenging to get a good, you know, a good flavor with it, where you don't get that overwhelming bitterness without using a lot of sugars and sweeteners. All my sauces, I use absolutely no sugars or sweeteners,
yeah.
Zero. So it's always a fine balance.
I'm here with Dino Ferry. He is the owner and operator of Hotter Than L Sauces, based out of Sanford. Now, where did you develop the sauce?
So the recipes I come up with myself, you know, in my kitchen at home, and I just kind of, you know, add a little of this, subtract a little of that until I have it where I like it. Then I send a sample of that to a co-packer who does all my bottle professionally, all my bottling, and they extrapolate it. You know, I do everything by weight. If it's 40 grams of ghost pepper, you know, 20 grams carrot, whatever it is, I send it to them. They do a production of that. And if they do sample batches, and if they get it to where I want it and we agree upon it, then they extrapolate that to an 80 gallon vat and we go to town. 80 gallons produces roughly 150 to 160 cases of 5 ounce bottles.
Wow. And you sell this just directly through the website? That's how you get the word out? Or do you have retail space?
I personally do not, but I am in retail establishments and restaurants across the U.S. I'm now distributed in the United Kingdom, and I have a distributor in Australia.
You know, and let's talk about that. It's so funny. I wrote this down, and this is how this goes. I know this because there was a hot sauce surge in the late 90s. Do you remember that?
Yep.
It's like it went from you could only get like Texas Pete. you could only get like Louisiana hot sauce or pepper sauces like that. There were like maybe 6 or 7 choices, and then it went to there were 30 to 50 choices, and it became this big slurry of hot sauces. Like, how could you possibly tell without buying every one which one was the best? And I found that to be really detrimental, and I think the beer industry is kind of going through this now because there are so many beers and so many brewers out there. How do you really separate the really good ones from the ones who are just taking advantage of a rush, you know? And with that said, so you started making sauces for you and for fun, you know, as a hobby. Next thing you know,
yeah.
Next thing you know, all your friends and family want to know, want your sauce. And they always say to you, they say those magical words, don't they, Dino? Dino, you should bottle this. It's awesome. And
yes,
everybody will want some. Everybody, you know, the wheels start turning. You start thinking, my God, they're right. The sauce is great. All my friends love it. Then you get to the reality of bottling and finding shelf space for a hot sauce in America, in an industry that is inundated with hot sauces. Tell me that. Am I close to how that happened?
Yeah, very close. You know, I heard it for years. Oh, Dino, you should bottle this. You know, I'll buy it. I'm sure people will buy it. It'll sell. You know, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, I'm in the zoo business. I've been in the zoo business for over 25 years. I at a previous facility, me and management didn't agree. I lost that battle and I got out of the business, to put it nicely. So at that point I thought, you know what the heck? Now's a great time. I'm going to start this business. I started the business. My first sauce got into Tijuana Flats and that was it. It was just, you know, the rush was on, man. And I was into it. And then I got back into the zoo business at the same time. So now I juggle between both. So, but yeah, you're right. You know, the hot sauce industry is like craft beer, man. There's a gazillion types. You know, when I enter contests at hot sauce shows across the United States, for the Louisiana category, which is like your Tabasco, Texas,
sure,
Pete, that type of sauce, you know, there could be 100 entries, 100 different brands just entering that contest for that one particular flavor. I mean, it's unreal the amount that are out there now.
Oh, it is. And by the way, I likened the whole process of getting into the business and getting a product into the bottle, make sure that it's safe from the FDA, getting it labeled, and then finding shelf space is a considerably more daunting task than people ever give credit for. I've talked to many people. Matter of fact, I have a buddy I'm going to bring up here in a second that has a hot sauce company up in St. Augustine, and I think you guys probably use the same packer. But I talk about this in the same sense that like a stand-up comedian's career starts. Like, you know, they're funny at work. Everybody goes, hey, you're pretty funny. You should do an open mic. Then you do an open mic and you get two laughs. The next thing you know, you're living in some guy's closet and you're driving a 63 Tercel and figuring out what happened to your life. But, you know, I've got a buddy that has a – you ever heard of Cracker House sauces?
I have.
So that guy, Chuck Falk, I went to high school with and played baseball with and actually almost bought into that company about maybe 10 years ago because, like you – he had a sauce, Daddle Peppers, which is a pepper really kind of regional to the that area, that St. Augustine area. And he has a big, yep. He got a big patch of them up there. He can get them, and he makes this really good kind of sweet, semi-hot sauce. And I was like, wow, that's kind of a unique sauce. I like that. And then that's when the whole boom started happening. I'm like, Chuck, I just don't know if we can get, you know, if we're going to be able to get anything else other than Tijuana Flats. And he was there for probably 2 years. But it's such a difficult business. You know, it takes so much time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. And it really is tough to get a product into, you know, something like a Tijuana Flats. Just because, there, for one thing, there's so many. And there's a lot of good quality sauces. You know, when I post, you know, whatever I'm putting my sauces on with my food almost every night. I'm one of those goofballs on Facebook. And 95% of the posts are my friends' sauces, not my sauces. Not because I don't like my sauces, but, you know, it's nice to have, there's just so many quality ones that are out there. I have a sauce from Australia right now that it's my favorite super hot sauce. It is just insane hot, according in accurately named Widowmaker. But yeah, so there's a lot. It's definitely a process. It's a lot of patience and persistence and just having confidence in your product.
So what is the name of that sauce from Australia? What pepper do they use?
It's a blend. So there's a bunch of super hot peppers in it. But it's called the Widowmaker.
Oh yeah, the Widowmaker, huh?
Yeah.
So is the ghost pepper the pepper for heat now?
No, it's that's been left in the dust, man. Now it's the Carolina Reaper per Guinness is the hottest pepper. But the guy who does that, Ed Curry out of South Carolina, he's a pepper growing maniac. So he already has two or three that are hotter, but he's not breaking them out yet until somebody beats his Reaper record. Then he'll roll out the next super hot. But there's one. There's one called Pepper X, and it's supposed to be the hottest pepper. It's supposed to be just insane hot.
Pepper X?
Pepper X. It's not even named yet. Yep.
That's terrifying. It's like a heart attack-inducing pepper. I love it. All right, we're here with Dino Ferry. He is the owner and operator of Hotter Than L Sauces. Dino, we're going to take a little break. I want to come back and ask you, any other products in the works? Plus, you have sauces as well. I want to cover that. We're here with Dino Ferry. Again, Hotter Than L Sauces. Back in a second with more of Dino here on Primetime Kitchen. So you're looking for that dream home, maybe a starter home for a brand new family, or maybe a home you want to put some sweat equity into to make it your own. Tori Colbert has been a licensed realtor in Central Florida for over 17 years, and as a lifelong Central Floridian, she has a vast knowledge of the area and will work with you to find the home that's perfect for you and your family. Tori also has 10 years experience in commercial real estate as well, and would be glad to help you locate the property or building for your business. Contact Tori at 407-434-1748 or email her at ToriColbert@me.com. Tori Colbert is a licensed realtor with Charles Rettenberg Realty. Hey guys, welcome back to Primetime Kitchen here on Real Radio 104.1, the show dedicated to living, loving, and learning about all things delicious. I am your host, Jim Colbert. We do have Dino Ferry on the line. We'll be back with Dino in a second. Let me remind you about our friends over at Tools Ace Hardware, 11 locations in Central Florida. Find yours at toolsacehardware.com. Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, they've got it all fuels as well. And by the way, we're going to be demoing that June 5th, Saturday, Aloma Avenue Tools Ace Hardware. It's a big pre-Father's Day sale. Tons of companies out there doing demos, great deals.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Milwaukee Craftsman, DeWalt, Benchmade Knives, Yeti, Costa Del Mar, and we're giving away thousands of dollars worth of prizes. So please show up. It's going to be a great time. If you haven't gotten something special for Dad, Tools Ace Hardware and Aluma has everything you need, from cooking outdoors to working indoors. It's everything you want in a Father's Day gift. So try it. It's going to be awesome. June 5th, Saturday, 11 to 2. I'll be there with my buddy Jack Bradshaw at the Aluma Ace Hardware. Find yours today at toolsacehardware.com. Back with Dino Ferry from Hotter Than L Sauces. Again, Dino, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I appreciate being here.
So, you know, you said that your Australian hot sauce was your favorite because it was hot and had flavor. My favorite hot sauces of all time. Are you familiar with Montauk? It's a Caribbean. It's a Scotch.
Oh yeah, Matouk.
Matouk. Yep. Yeah, Matouk. I'm sorry, I added the N in there. My apologies. It's been a while since I've had a bottle. I did a trip down there for just vacation and went to a cafe and they had Matouk sauce there. And my buddy Daniel, who's the guy who's crazy about these hot sauces, he tries it and he's like, "Man, this is insane. It's almost not even a sauce. It's almost like the first bottle we got was almost like a chutney. It was thick and it poured out of the bottle, no question, but it didn't have that resemblance of a smooth hot sauce. And it is freaking delicious, hot with tons of great flavor."
Yeah, Matouk's is great. It's a good West Indies sauce. There's a few down there. Jamaica has a few. But yeah, that's a super popular one for sure. Great sauce. It's a thicker, chunkier sauce, which I do like, because it just, I don't know, it's that texture. It's something to look at. It's great, without a doubt.
It is. I love it. It's a good pure hot sauce. Cause I actually like, I just like different chimneys as well, because you can make chimneys nice and hot as well with red peppers and garlic and herbs. I love those herby kind of, they have that body in there, and that heat is more on the back of your palate.
Yeah, and you know, that's always the key. I always, when I'm doing these shows or tastings, you know, people will come up and they say, "Well, I don't want something just hot. You know, I want something that has flavor." And this is what I usually tell people. I said, "I'm all about flavor first. And if I make somebody cry, it's a bonus."
That seems to be a bit sadistic.
Well, you know.
Now, not only do you do hot sauces, you also do salsas. And to be honest with you, I think that is another really great way to deliver heat in a different manner than just pouring it onto another food. I think just, you know, some good chips, some good tortilla chips fresh, and a really nice hot salsa. My buddy makes an unbelievable salsa, and he's kind of like in your thing, Dino. He would be one of those guys that everybody in the neighborhood says, "You know, Tim, you should bottle this up. It's an exceptionally good product," and it really is. Tell me about your sauces.
Yeah, so the salsa is, originally I said I would never do anything but just sauce. That's all I would do because it's what I know, it's what I do well. But then I was talking with some colleagues of mine in the business, and they had both, and they said, "Well, you got to think about it. So hot sauce is a condiment. So you're not going to eat a whole bottle of it. Salsa, you're going to sit and eat a bottle while you're watching a football game, the whole bottle. So you're going to sell more of it." So I jumped into it. I gave it a shot. I will say that I don't sell it as much as I sell hot sauce. But it's definitely good. And mine has, you know, Granny Smith apples in it, scorpion peppers, habanero pepper. So it's got a nice bite. It's without a doubt. And it's just something different, you know. We'll add it to tacos, fajitas, whatever.
Sure, man.
Yeah.
And by the way, your website is hotterthanl.com?
That is correct.
So when you go to the website, I actually had it up a little bit earlier today. It's pretty cool. You have tons of products, branded products, and all of your sauces and salsas are right there for purchase. Now, do you sell it just by the bottle, or do people have to buy a case? How do they go about that?
No, online, when people order off my website, it's usually, you know, the home buyer, so they might get, you know, three or four different sauces. But it could be one bottle, it could be 100 bottles. It really doesn't matter to me.
You know, and it's funny, I was reading a little bit, you have your own favorite of your sauces. That's got to be kind of tough, though, because don't you have like 14 or so, don't you?
Yeah, so I have 12 sauces, one salsa, and I now have a spice blend, which is, you know, a dry spice blend that is just, I sold 45 pounds in a matter of less than a month. And they're a little 5-ounce bottles.
Wow.
It's popular. So there's a lot, but you know, you have to have a favorite sometimes. Although I guess if you have more than one kid, you can't say that.
Well, not out loud.
Yeah, that's true. I do. I gravitate towards the super hot though. I mean, I have it next to my office here at work, and that's what I have every day with my lunch, my super hot, hottest sauce I make.
What's it called? Super hot?
Molotov cocktail.
Molotov cocktail, aptly named. Now, you also say that you like your 24-carat sauce as well.
Yeah, 24-carat is my go-to. That's my version of a Marie Sharp's or Matouk's. It's my Caribbean style. It's just habanero, carrot, garlic, onion, lime juice, vinegar, salt. Real simple. It used to be my go-to, but then it wasn't hot enough, so I made Love Burns, which is the exact same base recipe, but 40% of the bottle has, you know, like some of the hottest peppers in it, four of the hottest peppers. So I just made it. It's the same flavor, just you know, a few degrees warmer.
How do you have any time for yourself? I mean, you know, by the way, we're here with Dino Ferry. Not only is he the CEO and director at the Central Florida Zoo out there in Sanford, he's also the CEO of Hotter Than L Sauces. I mean, I know that food business stuff is extremely time-consuming with marketing, production, delivery, always staying on top of new flavors, making sure that the sauces are maintaining their quality. But then at the Central Florida Zoo, I think your job there has to be relatively unique. I mean, focused a lot on fundraising and making sure the park has all the qualified employees, the animals are safe. How do you build a wall between those two worlds, or do they intersect at times?
I try to keep a wall definitely in between them, because I don't want to be spending my, you know, my zoo on the clock time dealing my own personal stuff.
Sure.
I just think that's the wrong thing to do. So I do keep a fine line between them. And yeah, you're right. The zoo is definitely a full-time job, and it takes most of my time. You know, my hot sauce business I do on my weekends, and I do it at night, and I get up, usually I'm up around 3:30, 3:50 in the morning, and I fill orders before I go to work. So it's just, you know, I don't sleep much, so it's pretty easy for me.
This is one of those passion things, right? You're doing it in your spare time, but it's a full-time gig. It's funny, at some point you may have to make that decision, right? Do you hope to get there?
I've been in the zoo business for a long time, man, 25 plus years. When I feel I am no longer of value, or, you know, I have people below me that can take over without skipping a beat, then, you know, I'll look at that. It's not in my crosshairs just yet, but yeah, my hot sauce business, I always joked, was my B plan until it can become my A plan.
Right, exactly. So what is the plan? I mean, you know, if you had a long-term, like, where do you see Hotter Than L Sauces in 5 years? More marketing toward more retail space? I know that, you know, everybody dies to get into that big retailer, Publix, Winn-Dixie, Whole Foods, Fresh Market, whatever the case may be, to get that big-time distribution. But it is so freaking difficult because you're dealing with major distributors. You may see four or five hot sauces all owned by one company that also have 40 other products in that store. They're going to get that shelf space. How tough is that?
It's real tough, man. And I'll tell you, you know, my goal was always to be in Publix, you know, on the little Florida aisle that they have. And so I started the conversations, and holy smokes, man, I can't even look at Publix until their distributor, Kahee Foods, has me, or I have somebody that, you know, uses Kahee and is requesting it. So it's like the, you know, what was first, the chicken or the egg? To get into there, you got to get into there, but you can't get into Kahee until you have a grocery store that's requesting it from Kahee. So a lot of the stores I do are more the local, you know, mom, pop, gift shops, that type of stuff. And which is great, you know, don't get me wrong, but I have a contract working on something with like a couple, national chains three national chains I'm working on right now. And with COVID, it slowed a lot of things down.
So. It had to have been, you know, and let's talk on the so when you're getting into retail and you can't get into Publix because of KeHE, and I kind of knew that, that's why I asked, because it's that really, people just think you walk up to the manager of the store and go, hey, man, can you put this on your shelf? It's considerably more complicated than that. And when you're trying to get it in the stores, I mean, the quality of the product comes into play. Like if you're trying to get into Whole Foods or a Fresh Market or one of these real kind of woke grocery stores where everything is organic and stuff, what's in the bottle really does matter. And I know you've paid a lot of attention to just really keeping it super simple. Speak on that a little bit.
And you're absolutely right. I mean, I've been turned down by one company because it has a gum inside it as a thickening agent. Now, it's a natural product. It's not chemical. It's a natural product, but it's processed. So because it was processed, they would not allow it. Since then, I don't use that product in any of my other sauces because of that. But I'm in most, you know, I have health food stores that carry it. I have, you know, you definitely have to be careful. You know, vegetarian, I got a couple products that have Worcestershire, so that's got anchovy in it.
Yep.
So they won't let me sell it there. It's definitely a game. You know, then I got two products with beers in it. So now all of a sudden you got to worry about glutens. It's a big, big part of it, without a doubt. I mean, some places won't even look at you unless you can, you know, 70-80% of the ingredients are either, you know,
organic.
Organic. Thank you. Yeah. You know, there's just certain criteria and you can do it, but now your price point per bottle jumps up, you know, just to an amazing amount. And I just didn't think it was worth it. I don't use any artificial colors or flavors in any of my products. I don't use sugars or sweeteners in any of my sauces or salsas. You know, if I want it sweet, I use carrot, fruit, whatever. I just use all natural stuff. So I'm confident in my product, and it speaks for itself. I got multiple award winners, you know, across the different shows I do throughout the U.S. One just won International Flavor Award, first place for its category. I have confidence in the stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it is kind of strange because, I have contacts with a lot of restaurants, a lot of chefs, you know, just from being in this, you know, having this show, you just kind of learn. And that whole idea that, and I'm not saying woke in a sense that it is a slam, but isn't it crazy how all of a sudden, Dino, you know, that sauce that you were eating 10 years ago, you wouldn't touch now because maybe it has a gluten in there, or maybe, you know, the peppers weren't organic or weren't grown under, in just like a free range field or something. It's funny how the internet and social media has allowed gigantic industries that usually move at the pace of a snail to have to really snap to attention and make incredible changes in really short periods of time.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, and anytime there's a change, I mean, now I look at things on a business, you know, I've had people asking me, you need to do a 2 ounce bottle. You need to make 2 ounce bottles. I said, yeah, that's great. But now every label, I have to get in a 2 ounce label as well. When you have 13 products that are bottled like that, 12, 13 products, that's an additional, you know, yeah. I get usually 10,000 labels at a time. That's another 120,000 labels, you know, that I got to pay. So it's never just so simple. So every time you change an ingredient, those other 8,000 labels that may still be sitting on the shelf all of a sudden are now garbage. So it's a fine line, without a doubt, of everything you got to take into account when you're making changes.
It really is incredible. We're here with Dino Ferry. He is the owner and operator of Hotter Than L Sauces, based out of Sanford, Florida. We're going to take a little break, Dino, come back, and find out what you got going on for Hotter Than L coming up in the future, what your plans are, where you can find it, and all that fun stuff as well. We're here with Dino Ferry from Hotter Than L Sauces. Back in a second with more Dino on Primetime Kitchen.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to Primetime Kitchen here on Real Radio 104.1, the show dedicated to living, loving, and learning about all things delicious. I am your host, Jim Colbert. We do have more with Dino Ferry, owner and operator of Hotter Than L Sauces, in 1 second. I want to remind you about our friends over at Tools Ace Hardware. June 5th, coming up, a big, big event. If you got a dad, and I know you do, and he wants a gift for Father's Day, and I know he does, and you want to get him something cool, you got to go to Tools Ace Hardware, because this event is specifically made for Father's Day. We're celebrating it in advance, so you can get something awesome for dad. Maybe a Big Green Egg, maybe a Traeger pellet smoker, a Weber grill, something from Benchmade, Yeti, Costa Del Mar, Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman. You get the idea. All the big names are out there. They're doing demos with their products and giving you the best deals of the year so that you can get dad something awesome. So join us June 5th. It's the Aloma location of Tools Ace Hardware right there in Winter Park. We hope to see you there from 11 until 2, plus thousands of dollars worth of giveaways and a kids section for the kids, face painting, balloons, fun stuff like that. So we hope to see you out there again. It's June 5th, Saturday, 11 to 2 at the Aloma Tools Ace Hardware. Find your tools, by the way, today at toolsacehardware.com. Back here with Dino Ferry from Hotter Than L Sauces. You know, Dino, right off the bat, when you look at Hotter Than L, you wonder, why wouldn't you just say Hotter Than Hell? So where does the name Hotter Than L come from?
It's named after my daughter. We call her L for short. She was a feisty little kid. So if you look at my logo, it's like a little devil girl with horns. So that is her, basically. So she loves it. You know, she's 12 now. So when she goes into a store or a restaurant that's using my sauces, you know, she just gets the biggest charge out of that. She does shows with me as well. She's done the New York hot sauce show with me, a couple shows in Florida, and she just loves it, man. She's all into it.
Well, that is an ultimate rarity, not only a girl, but a 12-year-old girl that loves hot sauce.
Yes, she does.
What is her favorite, the really hot one?
No, she likes the Gator Jake's, my Louisiana-style two-time award winner, and she likes my Duke's, the brown ale sauce. But just for the record, there's no alcohol in it. It's been burned off.
I love Duke's, by the way. It's like classic, legendary brown ale, right up there with Newcastle and Sam Smith's. Good beer.
Yep, and it's a good sauce with it.
Do you have any, like, so you have 12 already, Dino. So what even causes the want to make a new one? So at one point, you just had a couple sauces, and all of a sudden, you had 6 sauces, and now you have 12 sauces. What led to each one? Is it something like, well, you know what I'd love to have? I'd love to have a sauce that has a little bit more of this or a little less of that. Is that where that comes from?
Yes and no. It's also, I like oddballs. I have 48 recipes. Only 12 are in production. Some were just too expensive to produce because, you know, one of the ingredients was just short season, like persimmons. I have a persimmon one that I do myself just for me, and it is fantastic. I got a cactus one using prickly pear. Phenomenal. But again, it just gets really, really pricey when the bottler is trying to source, you know, FDA approved sources of those ingredients. So it just puts them out of the picture. But yeah, I guess when I don't sleep and I'm not doing the zoo or hot sauce, my brain is wondering what other one I can come out with. I'm hoping to come out with an Asian one before the end of this year. An Asian style sauce.
And what would that, I mean, that's interesting because those sauces aren't, they don't get their heat from peppers, do they?
Some do, but it's also a lot of like the wasabi, the horseradish.
Right, yeah, that root heat, man. That's that would be a very interesting take. I'd love to try something like that.
Yep. Once I have it, you'll be the first.
Stop. Not the first. Give me a break. Come on.
All right, I'll be the first.
We're here with Dino Ferry, owner and operator of Hotter Than L Sauces, talking a little hot sauce action. When you make your sauces that you make now, all right, the ones you make now, the 12 that you make, what pepper is the most expensive to use, to source? And does that determine if you make a sauce or not? Like if scorpion peppers are harder to get, or reapers, or whatever the case may be, does that ever make an impact on how or what you make?
Oh, absolutely, man. Super hots are super expensive. So I can make a vat of my Gator Jake's, you know, and it might cost me a couple grand. If I do a vat of my super hot, I'm looking at 6-7 grand.
Are you kidding?
No, I wish I was. What? Super hot peppers are just super expensive to source.
Why are they so expensive? Are they expensive to produce?
I'm sure it's because my guess is they're just as easy to grow as, you know, a jalapeno. I just think it's like a Carolina Reaper, for example. Only some people are allowed to grow them per the producer of them. So I think it's just a lot less quantity of them being done. Would be my guess.
Just almost like kind of controlling the market a little bit, just by, you know, it sounds like supply and demand to me. Just
that's exactly what it is.
Wow, man, that's unbelievable. I would have never. So what's the least expensive pepper, like habanero?
Yeah, you go with your habaneros are cheap, jalapenos are cheap, you know, serranos pretty cheap, cayennes are probably dirt cheap. So it just really depends on what's in there, and that's why my super hot my second from the top is Love Burns, and that has four of the hottest peppers in it, and it's 40% of the bottle. So it had some price. My super hot Molotov cocktail has seven pot Primo pepper, which me personally, I think is hotter than a Carolina Reaper, but it's 70% of the bottle. So that was, you know, another $1,500, $2,000 more to make a vat.
That is that's unbelievable. I would have never thought it would have had that big of an impact because, like you said, it's a pepper. I mean, you know, how difficult could it be? They almost don't they almost repel bugs themselves?
You know, I don't think they really get affected a whole ton by the fruit itself. But, you know, like birds will eat them, but birds don't have the saliva in their mouth. So they're not really, you know, it's that saliva that really is activating a lot of it, the juices.
Really?
But that's why you'll see if you look at a parrot food at a pet shop, they're loaded with red peppers in them.
Wow. I would have never guessed that because it doesn't really affect them.
Yeah.
I'll be damned. All right. We're here with Dino Ferry from Hotter Than L Sauces. Dino, I know that we were talking a little bit during the break, and I mean, you are part of, or about to become part of, and have already been a part of one of the biggest kind of viral internet happenings right now. It's a show called Hot Ones, and it's where you get interviewed while eating extremely hot chicken wings. And the biggest celebrities in the world have done this. I think Shaquille O'Neal was one of the first ones to kick it off, and then it went crazy. Every major player in Hollywood wanted to be part of this Hot Ones thing. Tell me about your connection with Hot Ones.
Yeah, so I was in season 12, my ghost sauce. You know, so it's basically, Sean Evans, he's the interviewer, and they get 10 sauces, mild to, you know, the complete opposite of mild, and they make wings with each sauce, and he just, as he eats one, the guest eats one, and he just has a regular interview with them, like nothing's going on. And when mine was on, it was the number 4 spot, so it wasn't one of my hotter ones, which was exciting to still be on it. But, like, Drew Barrymore had it, Dan Levy tried it, Brie Larson. Okay. So I watched it with my daughter, and I had no idea who Brie Larson was because I'm old. And my kid's like, oh, my God, it's Brie Larson. She was so excited. So I said, well, I don't know who she is. So she got to my sauce. She made a comment, like a really positive comment about my sauce. And I looked at my daughter and I said, you know what? I don't know who she is, but I love her now.
Well, she's a big deal, buddy. And if you should you should capture that and use it for sure. And you have another appearance coming up. Do you get one of your hotter sauces on this time?
Yep. This time it's season 15. If anybody goes online and just Googles Hot Ones season 15, it'll pop up and it'll be the reveal was yesterday at 11 a.m. And I'm in the number 7 spot with my Love Burns.
Wow. So and do you know the other sauces that are being used?
Yeah, I know some of them. Yeah, some of them are friends of mine. So it's all good. I mean, we're like any industry, you know, where everybody knows everybody. So it's great to see some people. And a lot of times, the good thing about that show is they'll pick newcomers in the business. So, you know, somebody that just really catapults their business. You know, just for example, I mean, I've been in it for a few years, but when that reveal went live yesterday, my website, I mean, just went through the roof, and I had a ton of sales. Not Love Burns, because they have the exclusive to sell that for a year, but all my other sauces, man, just jumped through the roof with people placing orders.
So that's the deal you make, that once your sauce gets on there, they have the exclusive to sell your sauce through their website and do a little markup on it or whatever?
Yep, that's correct. Well, so I take it off my website. Now, the local stores can still sell it. It just can't be on Amazon, and it can't be online.
Wow, that's an interesting deal. Did you even think twice about getting in that?
No, because, no. I talked with other sauce makers that have done it before, and they said, you know, it was well worth it.
It's automatic.
Because the beauty of it is it's not like TV. You know, then you got to look for some obscure channel on cable to see reruns. It's online. So you can go and Google season 12 Drew Barrymore, you know, hot ones. So it's always available, and people are always seeing it. So for me, it's well worth it.
Even better than that, when you just Google the person's name in the list of things that'll come up, their appearance on Hot Ones will be at the top because it's trending online right now. I say trending, yep. But it's a real popular series. So if the star, like Brie Larson, is part of it, it's going to be in probably the top four or five searches. So you'll automatically click right on it. Anyway, that's an unbelievable break. It is. Do you hope to get one of your hottest sauces on there eventually?
I only have one hotter. The deal with Hot Ones, the top two or three are kind of their brand. So I don't see anybody, taking their own brand off.
I don't either, buddy. I didn't know how the show worked. It was just so unique. I had no idea that they had that much control. What a unique idea, though. That's really cool. Here with Dino Ferry. He's the owner and operator of Hotter Than L Sauces. All right, let's talk some business, Dino. How can people, what's the best way, retail-wise, by the way, where somebody can walk into a store, grab your sauce, and order it online? Tell us the easiest way to get all your products.
Yeah, so if you go to my website, hotterthanl.com, and there's one of the pages on there is where to find, and it'll list by state, by, you know, city, the stores and or restaurants that have it. So you can go right there, or if you don't want to, you know, go out in the public, then you just order it right online. You just pick and choose what you want, click, just follow through. It's pretty I made it, so it's pretty idiot-proof. So that tells you something.
And Hotter Than L, by the way, is E-L. So it's hotterthanel.com, not just the letter L. I don't want you to get confused out there and give up before you get to visit the site. So what's next for Hotter Than L? Do you have a product out there you think is going to be the gangbuster? Are you going to keep going where you're going? Or what's the next plan?
I'm working on some jerkies right now with my hot sauce. And I got a guy, he's a jerky maker in the Orlando area that him and I are partnering, and he's made some sample batches, and they really are killer. So I'm working with a company, hopefully, for an ice cream, my blueberry hot sauce to be in a vanilla ice cream swirl. So that's hopefully coming up in the next, you know, year or so.
Yeah, buddy, when you said weird, you hit it. I mean, but by the way, so have you been to that Buc-ee's yet?
I have not, but I'm driving up to Detroit after work today, and I'm gonna make sure I hit it because they supposedly have a 20-foot wall of jerky, and I can't wait to check it out.
That's exactly what I was talking about. I got to tell you, buddy, from a while back, I've noticed that I am a jerky psycho. Okay, but I used to get my jerky from this craft beer store years ago before craft beer. It was actually where you bought the equipment to make your own beer. It was called Hart's Liquor. It was up in the Rosemont area here in Orlando on the west side of town. And I would go in there after playing golf, and he had this jar up front that looked like it would hold pasta usually. And in that jar was pieces of beef jerky with this light frosted layer of salt. And Dino, it was by far the best beef jerky I've ever had in my life. And I've literally searched for a replacement for a long time. And I've noticed this trend. If you go into 7-Elevens and Walgreens, what have you noticed how much more that aisle has expanded lately?
Oh, yeah. It's insane. And jerky is expensive. And I see why, man. I've tried making it myself, and it was like, no way. I can see why the price is what it is, man. Because when you start with X amount, the time you dehydrate it, you end up with this little fragment of what you started with.
but what's happening is that, okay, Jack Link's had that thing for a while. They would only carry a couple products. But when you go into stores that have that really good jerky, man, there is a burgeoning market for that because it's low-cal, it's a great protein snack. You don't get filled up. You don't have to eat a bunch of it to get full either. That's what I use it for. Not only do I love the flavor, it gives me that that feeling that I've had something to eat, and I don't feel like I've eaten a full meal, you know?
Yep. It doesn't give you that bloated feeling, but gives you that protein to keep you running for the next few hours.
Absolutely. Well, I really look forward to that, buddy. I got to tell you, I'm really excited about that product idea for you because I think that's a winner for sure. And Dino, I can't thank you enough for your time. This has been a really interesting interview and really an insight into the idea of what comes into a hot sauce and how guys like you come up with those ideas. I really appreciate your time, buddy.
Yeah, no worries. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. And, you know, offline, send me your address and I'll send you a sample pack.
Absolutely. I would love to do that. And by the way, tell me real quick about your spice seasoning, because I'm possibly in the pot in the middle of doing something like that myself.
It's got four different peppers in it. So it is on the spicier side, low salt. You know, it's got cumin. It's got, all types of goodness. And the beauty of it is it's not like sauce has a 3-year shelf life from when it's made. You know, spice blends, as long as it's not clumped up and gotten all, you know, with humidity, the stuff doesn't really go bad.
Well, good. I know you can find that on the website, so visit that. It's Hotter Than L. That's E-L, hotterthanel.com. Dino, again, thanks for your time, buddy, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate you, man.
You
Take
got
care.
It, buddy. All right, man. All right, guys, there we go. Another Primetime Kitchen in the books. Remember, everything you need to know about Primetime Kitchen, you can find at PTK Radio. Videos, recipes, everything to make your food a little better. Find that now at ptkradio.com. We'll see you next week for another edition of Primetime Kitchen right here on Real Radio 104.1.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.